America's military presence in Iraq and the widening Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal have clearly eroded President Bush's standing in the opinion polls. This week, an ABC News Washington Post poll has support for Mr. Bush's handling of the Iraq War at 40%, and that's a record low. Some Republicans fear that candidates for the House and Senate could suffer as well. NPR political editor Ken Rudin joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Ken.
Hello, Madeline.
So does it equate lower approval ratings for President Bush mean the Republican Party loses control of Congress?
Well, it certainly doesn't help the Republicans. Obviously, a year or two ago when President Bush was doing well in the polls, Republicans were more confident of retaining control of both the House and Senate. But if you look historically, I mean, Ronald Reagan in 1984 carried 49 states that year, and yet the Republican Party lost two seats in the Senate. Same thing in Richard Nixon in 1972. He carried 49 states. Republicans lost seats in the Senate. In 1992, Bill Clinton was elected, and yet the Democrats lost in the House. So there's not always a correlation between how a president does and his party in Congress. However, having said that, Republicans are clearly nervous about retaining control of the House and Senate, which they were very confident of a year or so ago.
What are some of the key races that are going to be watched closely by both parties?
Well, obviously, the Democrats are hurt because all five Democrat incumbents in the South who are running for re-election are all retiring. And so the Republicans, since it's the strongest Republican region in the country, one would think the GOP would make gains there. However, Ben Nighthorse Campbell, the Republican incumbent in Colorado, is retiring. That has given Democrats a great shot there. Lisa Murkowski, the appointed senator in Alaska, she was appointed by her father. Her father was elected governor and then appointed his daughter to replace him in the Senate. She has a very tough primary. And the Democrats, which have not won a Senate seat in Alaska since 1974, could do very well there as well. You also have other seats in Pennsylvania. Arlen Specter, who's been around since 1980, barely survived his primary in April, and he has a tough race, even though he's favored, a tough race against a Congressman Joe Huffel. Another critical race is in South Dakota. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle is facing John Thune, the former congressman who barely lost a seat 2 years ago. This race is really, really a top priority for both parties. It's so important that Majority Leader Bill Frist has went into South Dakota last week to campaign against Daschle, and that's probably unprecedented for a Senate leader of one party to campaign directly against a Senate leader of another party. And one thing many people are not talking about, you know, when all is said and done, we talk about who's going to control the Senate. If John Kerry does win in November, the way Massachusetts law is right now, Governor Mitt Romney, a Republican, will appoint a successor. So even though the Democrats would be very pleased to see John Kerry winning the presidency, that could result in the loss of a Senate seat there.
Well, Ken, is there a danger if the president's approval ratings continue to plummet that candidates for the Senate and the House will simply not want to campaign with him?
President Bush remains very popular with the Republican Party rank and file, as well as with the Republican candidates. Whatever is happening to the president as far as the polls go, a visit by President Bush would bring out intensive media coverage, a lot of money, and perhaps get the Republican rank and file enthused about the election. A lot of people are nervous that because of the president's falling poll numbers, many Republicans would sit home in November. A visit by the president to a Senate or congressional campaign might get out the base.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Madeline.
And if you have any questions about campaigns for the Senate this year, you can send them to Ken Rudin. There's an email link at his Political Junkie column on our website, npr.org.